Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guide. Welcome back to another episode of ADHD Focus, Concentration and Calm. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, emotional intelligence, and how it can be your secret weapon in navigating the wonderful world of ADHD. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know that feeling when you're having a fantastic day, then bam. A little thing throws you off balance, and suddenly you're spiraling? Well, that's where emotional intelligence comes in, my friends. It's not about suppressing your feelings, it's about understanding them, managing them, and using them to your advantage. Think of it like this. Emotions are the fuel for our lives, but without emotional intelligence, they can be a runaway train. With EQ, you become the conductor, steering that train in a positive direction. Now, why is this so crucial for us with ADHD? Well, research shows that individuals with ADHD often experience heightened emotional responses. We're wired to feel things more intensely, both the good and the bad. But here's the beauty part. When we develop our emotional intelligence, we can learn to process these feelings in a healthier way. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your emotional intelligence journey. 1. Self-awareness is key. This is about knowing yourself inside and out. What triggers your emotions? What makes you feel energized? What drains you? It's like creating a personalized map of your emotional landscape. Pay attention to your body's signals, your thoughts, and your behaviors. Journaling can be incredibly helpful for this. It's like having an open dialogue with yourself. 2. Embrace your emotions. Remember, emotions are not bad, they're simply information. Trying to suppress them is like trying to hold back a tide. Eventually, it's going to overflow. Instead, acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Say to yourself, I'm feeling frustrated right now, or this situation is making me feel anxious. Simply naming the emotion can help diffuse its intensity. 3. Practice active listening. When someone's talking to you, really listen. Not just with your ears, but with your whole being. Pay attention to their words, their tone of voice, their body language. This shows them respect and helps you understand their perspective better. 4. Develop empathy. Putting yourself in another person's shoes can be a game changer. Try to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them. Remember, everyone is on their own journey, facing their own challenges. A little empathy goes a long way. 5. Master emotional regulation. This is about learning to manage your emotional responses. When you feel yourself getting overwhelmed, take a few deep breaths, step away from the situation if possible, or engage in a calming activity like listening to music or going for a walk. Let me tell you a story that perfectly illustrates this point. I was working on a project with a teammate who was constantly missing deadlines. Now, I get it. We all have our struggles. But my initial reaction was frustration and anger. I started to feel overwhelmed and lost focus on the task at hand. Then, I took a step back. Instead of lashing out, I practiced active listening. I spoke to my teammate, not with accusations, but with genuine concern. Hey, is everything okay? Is there anything I can do to help? It turned out he was dealing with some personal issues that were impacting his work. By understanding his situation and offering support, I could better manage my own emotions and find a solution together. So, remember, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect, it's about continually learning and growing. It's a journey, not a destination. We all have moments where our emotions take the wheel. But with awareness, self-compassion, and practice, we can become the drivers of our own lives. The key is to remember that you are not alone in this journey, and there are tools and strategies available to help you thrive. Now, go out there and embrace your emotions. They're part of what makes you wonderfully unique. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a boost of emotional intelligence. And if you have any thoughts or stories you want to share, hit us up on social media. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep focusing, keep calm, and keep rocking your ADHD world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.